Hello, humanoids, and welcome to episode 4. Right before we walk through the door into Eden, I just want to remind everyone that our talkback episode, Talkalypse Tomorrow, is going to be the very next episode that is dropped on this channel. So, if you have questions that you want to direct to the characters or to us, the people, you can message one of us. If you somehow listen to us and don't know who we are, you can also email atpodquestions@gmail.com. atpodquestions@gmail.com. We've already got a bunch in the chamber, and it's going to be a really fun time. But before we get to that point, we have to see what secrets lie within Eden.
A clean signal. Howdy, y'all. I've been up for over 87 hours, and I finally realized the interference was because of the impending lunar eclipse. Solar eclipse? I don't know which is which. The one when the moon goes in front of the sun and it gets dark during the day. Anyways, I recalibrated my digits and gizmos, but get this. I calculated that the eclipse will happen right during the Zombo-Wombo combo. Now, what kind of coincidence is that? Crazy how some things work out sometimes. Ah, beans! Spoons! Do you carry the two on the satellite rotation equation? What do you mean you don't know what numbers are? Sorry, folks. Listen to this while you still can.
So you finally broke into the copyright-free music, eh?
Perfect.
I love that guy.
Royalty-free, baby.
Royalty-free.
Let's go.
This large stone door swings open with ease, almost as if beckoning you further. As you enter the largest room you've seen in this underground fortress, the chamber you enter almost resembles a shallow circus ring, 200 feet across, 50 feet high. A single row of empty seats surround a stone floor in the center. You see a few things all at once. Description time. Okay, ready? First, carved into the floor's surface are two circles. One large one near the perimeter, and one smaller one near the center, akin to what you saw on the door. The space between those two is scattered with these strange, squiggly runes that you immediately recognize from the diagram that Colton found. You look up and see mirrored carvings on the ceiling as well. Also, the circles and runes on the floor are faintly glowing, a dull pastel blue. Second, there are zombies lying down around the larger circle, spread evenly like a clock. Each of them have their eyes open, that same dull blue light faintly glowing from their skeletal eye sockets, but none are moving upon your entrance. They lie still. You see a tether sprouting from each zombie leading to the center of the circle, where they attach to a coffin. What do you all do?
The zombies are outside of the larger circle or in between the two circles?
Laying down around the larger one.
They're right on the line of that larger circle.
Okay, okay.
So should we head back up that ladder or...
Yeah, I think I saw it somewhere around here.
Are you sure we should do that? Maybe we should look around a bit more?
I mean, I guess we can look at the coffin.
Let's be careful. Try not to get too close to these runes on the ground. I don't
I have no idea what they could even do.
I mean, is there a lot of stepping space? I think we're going to get close regardless.
It's going to be like hopscotch.
I was never very good at that, but I guess I was only playing with myself, so no one really taught me how to get better at it.
Oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard, Junko.
Really, that is?
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. I'm sorry about that.
Well,
I'll teach you all my tips and tricks for hopscotch later on.
Hopscotch aside, maybe we should try moving one?
Yeah, I think that couldn't hurt.
I'd like to reload my gun.
You can do so.
I'll just slap a few more bullets in there. I, Joel, don't know what to do with this room, guys.
Does this coffin look like it could be the coffin that was in the hole in the graveyard that the coffin was dragged out of?
Certainly does.
Let's go look at the coffin.
I'm going to move a zombie just to see first. That's okay. Just going to slide it down a bit, see if it changes anything.
Are these zombies connected by the same, tether tendrils that were on the ones in the hallway?
It doesn't appear to be, but the same kind of tethers that you saw in between them are the same ones that they have going to the coffin.
Okay. And these are zombies. I think you were pretty clear that the other bodies we found were not zombies, right?
Correct.
These are?
Yes. Skeletal mostly, however, zombies.
Okay.
As Junko goes to move one, I'm going to go to another one and just kind of wave my arm in front of its face and see if it reacts.
Waving it in front, no reaction. Junko, you go to move one of these bodies. As you do so, it kind of shakes awake. It faces towards you and reaches up and tries to grab you. I need you to act under pressure.
Stabby, 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 stab.
That's an 8.
On an 8, okay. Keeper's going to give you a worse outcome, hard choice, or price to pay. You hold it off, keeping its mouth and biting away from you, but it does grab you, and you cannot move. It seems like it has woken up in some capacity and is now full zombie mode trying to attack you. What does everyone else do?
I'm going to run over and kick the zombie in the head.
Lovely. Give it to me, baby. Kick some ass.
14.
Oh,
whoa. I rolled a 6 and a 5, and I got a plus 3 because I use weird instead of tough.
You can pick an enhanced effect for this. You completely hold the advantage, so all hunters get plus 1 forward. You suffer no harm at all. Your attack inflicts double the normal harm, or your attack drives the enemy away in a rout.
I'm going to do double the normal harm, dealing 6.
Tell me how you curb stomp this zombie.
I just straight up, I'm waving it, nothing happens. Waving it the one, nothing happens. I look over and just in time to see Junko push it and it latch onto him. And I'm just going to run over full, like, football punter style and just kick the head clean off.
What happens is the head comes off of the spine, but the tether stays attached, so it swings around the coffin and wraps around like a tether ball.
Tether ball?
Little tether ball, man.
Just, but you go, it goes limp, letting you go.
Wow.
Okay, so maybe we don't touch the zombies.
That was some incredible reaction time.
That was good yardage.
Would have been a lot better without the tether on it, but do what we can.
Different game, I suppose.
Okay, so moving them doesn't work, or rather it wakes them up, but you waved your hand in front of it, it didn't wake up.
Yeah, it seems like they don't react unless you touch them.
Can I get close to a zombie and just go,
"Hello! Hello in there!"
It echoes out in this large room. No movement.
Well, that's good. At least we can yell.
Okay, wait, how many zombies are there total?
One less.
You take a second to count, and including the one that you just kickballed, tetherballed, damn it. Including the one, hang on, let me take it clean. Hang on, guys. Including the one that you just tethered.
One more time.
Sorry, one more. Including the one that you just tetherballed, 23.
I was going to say we could just go and kill each one quickly before they move, but that's a lot. Zombies.
I mean, you kicked that one within like a second.
Yeah, I feel like I got kind of lucky on that one.
Did any of the other zombies, like, move or flinch when one of them got up? Or because they're not connected to each other, they're connected to the coffin, correct?
Seemingly so.
Well, the attacking of one didn't wake the others, so maybe we could just go around and, you know, put them down in their sleep. I think if we touch the coffin, though, they might all start to motor around.
Yeah, just go one by one.
It's a little whack-a-mole style.
Yeah, all three of us on one at a time, so we make sure we kill it first.
We're just going to walk around this room and goon squad these poor unconscious zombies.
I will also say the chances of each of you rolling 24 times. Snake Eyes is bound to happen.
Leveling up is bound to happen, too.
Yeah, I'm the only one who isn't level 3,
hang on a second. Yeah, I'm not going to let you roll 24 times. Excellent.
Damn it, Justin. We could have got like 3 levels out of that.
He's on to us.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to roll once for all of them. Two of you are going to roll help outs. One of you is going to kick some ass.
Can I use my last roll for kick some ass?
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'll roll a help out. I definitely don't want to kick ass.
I mean, I think Colton should be the one to kick some ass here.
I'd agree.
I would agree.
I would also agree.
Perfect.
Are we just going to go one by one and knock their blocks off?
I think that's probably the best bet, yeah.
Let's do it.
Each of you needs to roll to help out. Seamus, hold that roll that you have there. You two roll to help out. It is plus cool.
I got a 5.
I have a 5 and a 6 plus my cool. That is a 12. 12 Areno.
Okay, with your failure and with your advanced success, I'm going to bump that down to just a regular success.
And no failure?
Net positive.
No failure. So your help will grant them a plus +1. Seamus, Colton, give me that kick some ass roll and add a plus +1.
11.
Okay. Well, I think easily enough, and with your harm reduction, there are one or two instances where they wake up like the Undertaker a little quicker than you expect and start to attack you, but you quickly dispatch all of them in this montage of carnage.
I'm picturing it's like running through a field of daisies, just just punting zombie heads.
Slow-mo, just heads, tethers, just some random bodies flying, and with the last squelch of a skull, the room lays zombie-less, and the coffin lies before you.
Did that feel excessive but necessary to anybody else?
You know, I thought it was kind of cathartic. All, you know, just running around taking my anger out on these guys, it was kind of nice.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of nice.
The last thing we want is for them to just get up and get their friends and have a little party with us.
Hey, a couple of them came close. Those bastards are quick.
Do we know the zombies can't come back up without heads?
As we've seen.
Every other zombie we've killed without a head doesn't come back, so.
Because there's been a lot of new information these last 2 days that's come to light. Just want to be prepared.
Well, we should still be on our guard. Hopefully this dealt with most of them.
Did the, did the runes, because the zombie heads were glowing, right? Their eyes were glowing that blue. And the runes were also glowing. Has there been any change in the runes with, you know, perhaps this, like, material component disturbed, less glowy or glowy?
Yes. Interestingly enough, with that last stump of the skull, the runes as well, the room goes dark as there is no more light glowing from the runes.
Now what?
Well, I mean, there's only one last thing to do, I guess. Open the coffin.
Is it, like, so dark that we can't see?
Yeah, it's pitch black in here.
Cool.
My character has dark vision to 60 feet. Your darkness means nothing to me, Dungeon Master.
And I assume the rest of you have dark vision as well? Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, there's no light source. It is completely dark in here.
I'll try to feel around to find the coffin, maybe.
I'm trying to think of what light source I would have on me.
Hmm.
Oh, I got like a probably got like one of those pen lights that doctors have for like the looking in eyeballs and such.
Oh,
so I got this tiny little pen, and I'm looking around with that.
Fair enough.
I take the jar of eyes from my backpack, and I put the pen light underneath it so it illuminates, and we just have the two little like a nice little eyeball lamp going on.
Very nice lantern.
Giant shadows on the wall.
Oh, it's
floating around.
It's
like
gruesome.
Two orbs of darkness.
it's gruesome, but I can see at least. Well, boys, shall we open it up?
Yeah, I think so.
The coffin is open.
Oh, there you go. It's empty, I'm assuming.
You can't see.
Jingo, go look in it.
Sure. I will look inside with the eyeball light helping
I'll
me
raise
out.
The- Raise it above my head so it casts some light downwards.
Jungo, investigate a mystery for me.
Can I help?
Yes. How are you helping?
Keeping an eye out to make sure nothing pops out from around the coffin and none of the zombie heads that are tethered to it bite them.
Oh, no.
The heads? That's a stretch. That's a big stretch, but I will allow it. Go ahead, roll for
we
it.
Take
roll
stretches.
To help out.
10.
All right. You get a plus one to your roll, Jungo.
The alternative was I was going to say I also look, but that's not really helping out. That's just that's doing it.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Colton just stands up there and points. Look, a coffin.
Well, with the additional plus one, I have rolled a total of 6.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my goodness. Excellent.
Can I try to help to get it up to a success, or is that we
no.
sailed?
No, good. you would have been the logical one to help out with the light, but that's okay. So,
because he never taught me how to hopscotch.
You look inside the coffin, Jungo, and here is what you see. Inside are bones, marked and carved with the same strange runes that you see on the ground. However, they are not glowing, and that's all you find.
Is there the bones? Is there a skull?
There is.
May I grab the skull?
You may.
Guys, I don't know. I didn't really find anything besides these bones in here. And I have the skull, if you want to look at it.
Yeah, let me take a look. It's got engravings on it?
Markings, yeah. Something looks like that. Point to the other ones.
Okay, so it's part of this summoning circle or this ritual. I
pull out the paper or grab it from Colton of the summoning circle instructions, and can I look at the body to see if there is like unique runes that are not on the ground or the ceiling but are only on the body with like the summoning scroll page.
Comparing. Yeah, for sure. Comparing and contrasting. You actually do not see any markings on the body that are on the ground. So what I mean by that is the ones on the ground and the ones on the paper match. The ones on the body are of the same language, seemingly, but completely different than any of the ones on the paper. None of them match.
All these symbols are different. Whatever we have here on the paper for this summoning scroll, this is only half the equation. This body has been marked up with a different set of runes or something. Is there another? Could we look around? Is there another page, perhaps, to this circumstance?
Does it look like these bones were, if they excavated? What's it called? Exhumed? Exhumed it, and the markings were already on the bones? Or is this something that, like, they did? Like, do I see a little, you know, Dremel nearby that they've carved them into the bones with?
I will say that...
I can do a roll.
Yeah, you might get another chance to investigate it, but from what you found so far of the body right now, you can't quite tell. But if you do want to investigate the space itself, all of you kind of going around with the light source, just to look for anything else, you all can do that if you want.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Then I will get you all to just roll investigate a mystery.
It's an 8.
9.
Also 9.
All right, awesome. So, each of you are going to have a question that you get to ask. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? What is being concealed here? And Colton, I will get you to roll a D100 for me.
No.
Yes.
95.
Damn.
Damn, dude.
Okay.
Nick, am I going to have to come up with some more serious bullshit for this one, or?
No.
Okay, cool.
No, don't worry about this one. This one's on me. This one's my fault. Okay? I'll take full responsibility for this one.
Oh, good. We're all going to die. We killed the big boss, and we're still going to die.
You have a 96 and a 95. You guys are killing me.
Yeah.
You walk around the entirety of this large circular room. There is something strange that you find. Seemingly misplaced, or it looks like it doesn't even almost belong here. But built into the stone around where the chairs are, there's a tiny little pedestal. And on this tiny little pedestal, there's a tiny little red button.
Can I use my investigative mystery and ask, what can it do?
I'll get you to read a bad situation.
Ah, come on. What about my investigative mystery roll?
You know what? Actually, if you want to use your question, that's fair. I'll allow that. I'll allow that for sure.
No, I'm worried because you made it come out as a bad situation.
No. Pretend I didn't ask that. What can it do?
Yeah. What can the button do?
You look around the button, trying to see if there's anything attached to it, what it could lead to. You look around the chairs. Nothing seems to be
out of place. Does it say easy on it?
I was just about to ask. It does not. It does not say easy on it. But then, as you look behind the row of chairs, you find just the tiniest little relief in the wall, up and around. You feel like it's a switch.
Hey guys, I think I might have found a secret passage of some kind.
Oh, let's take a look.
There's this big red button here.
Whoa.
On this pedestal, and then here on the wall, you can see there's a bit of a relief.
Whoa, okay, we're all gonna take just a second here, okay? Big red buttons, very fun, very threatening, but we don't know what it could do. And let me tell you, I've pushed some red buttons. Bad stuff.
I don't know, this one seems pretty good.
The one in the basement?
Yeah. In the Church of Scientology, there's no way it's bad.
Surrounded by zombies. Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to push it.
I think you should push it.
Yeah, I'm going to push it.
I take out my scalpel, just in case.
I push it.
Colton, you press it. The rock wall recesses inward and splits apart. Cold, steam, fog pours out in a billow. It's freezing. As it clears and you shiver, you see a singular human-sized
tank. This is Tom Cruise frozen there, isn't it?
Right now, the glass is frosted and you cannot see what is inside.
I'm going to very slowly walk over to it. Can I wipe the frost off the glass?
Yeah.
I will do that, and then I'll look inside.
Is it Walt Disney?
It's Hitler.
It's got to be Tom.
It's Hitler.
You wipe your hand across the glass. Inside, you see a sleeping figure. Its face emotionless and at peace. I'm so scared. They're probably the most average-looking white guy you've ever seen in your entire life.
Matt Damon?
Brown hair, a beard, average height, average weight.
Guys, I think it's Nick.
There is a tag on the side of the tube
and you wipe it away to reveal the name Nicholas Friesen Ends.
Made the D100 table. Why did you do this to yourself?
It was 95. I was like trying to think of crazy things in the 90s. I was like, I was born in 95. I'll just put me.
Oh,
and now it's a huge mistake.
Now we found you frozen in the basement of the Church of Scientology.
I wonder who this clown was.
I mean, the name doesn't sound familiar to me. Nicholas, but spelt funny.
Yeah, you spelt Nick wrong.
Friesen's.
Uh-huh. All right.
Friesen's. Must be one of them Gen Z motherfuckers.
He must be someone very powerful here at the church.
He must be. Maybe one of the leaders.
The Grandmaster.
Or perhaps extremely dangerous, so they had to lock him away.
Is there a way to unfreeze him?
Do we want to do that?
There's two buttons on the side. The one that is currently pushed says freeze. There's one that says unfreeze, though.
I think that's how you do it.
Is there one that says terminate?
I mean, hey, leave him. You can just leave him.
It's not a chance. We're not a chance for letting you off the hook that easy.
Please, you can just leave.
I mean, he might have some answers. I don't know how long he's been frozen here.
Yes, it seems strange.
Is this character, this Nicholas Friesen's?
Friesen's,
thank you, Golden. Yeah. Is he wearing anything particular? Is he nude?
He looks like a Hot Topic model.
He's wearing slim black jeans and a dark, like a black band t-shirt.
It's got a fox on it. That's kind of weird.
Why is he wearing Converse?
Mean anything to the Church Scientology?
Hey, Converse were big back in the day, okay? They came back in style. They just kept popping up every year.
Were they? I never heard about that.
It was before your time. Before your time, Jungo.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Cole, you found him. Maybe you get to pick.
I mean, it might be for the best. I think you might have some answers. I'm going to push unfreeze.
Worst comes to worst. If we don't like him, we'll shove him back in the tube and hit freeze.
Yeah, I mean, he should allow that. He allowed it the first time.
Yeah.
A pneumatic rush of air as you press unfreeze. Slowly, the container opens and raises. Cold vapors pour out. The figure flutters, their eyes open and squints. Where am I? Who are you? What is happening?
I pull back the hammer on my 44 and point it at him.
Okay.
We're
going to
be the ones asking the questions here, bub.
America. We're in America, clearly. Okay.
Why would you say that?
Dr. Loomis, you haven't heard that term in a number of years.
America. Home of the free and the brave.
Yeah. That's
when are you
what
from?
They say. When?
When?
The 2000s?
Which half? The good or the bad half?
That kind of depends on your definition.
Trick question. The whole thing was shit.
Rago.
Starting off with a lie there, bud. Not a good start.
I don't know where I am or why did you ask when I was from? When is it now?
I'll say this, son. The United States of America hasn't existed for 5-6 decades. This is New Canada. South Canada?
South Canada.
South Canada. Welcome.
I think I'm just going to shut down and process this for probably a few days. This is kind of my way of dealing with...
Whoa, you can't.
...news.
Like, shut down? Are you like some sort of android or something, or...?
No, just emotionally. Can't handle a lot kind of deal.
I slap him across the face.
Ah!
Keep it together, Nicholas Friesen's!
Friesen's.
Keep it together, we need answers.
Why would they freeze this one? He seems weak.
Well, why Why were you in the Church of Scientology?
We're in the Church of Scientology?
Yep. Secret underground church. You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, Nicholas.
Just that the last thing I remember, I got hit in the back of the head.
Likely story.
Here is a mechanic we have not used. And normally this would be used if you want to get someone to do something for you. In this case, you're kind of trying to get the truth out of this guy. So I'll get one of you to manipulate someone. And tell me kind of how you go about that.
I'm going to say probably the doc.
I got a big old zero.
I actually have a decent score.
Go for it.
Charm away.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm going to play to more of his innocence. That's how I'm going to try to manipulate him.
All right. Go for it.
If there's any information that you could have that we're not, I mean, despite our appearance, we're not here to really hurt you. That's a 12 total.
Ooh. They must act under pressure to resist your request. If they do what you ask, they mark one experience and take plus one ongoing while doing what you ask. Oh, no. I need a character sheet for myself.
Yeah. What kind of class is Nicholas Furtada, and why is he the chosen?
No, he's the mundane.
I hate you all. Okay. I have to roll. I've never rolled.
Expects us to know how to roll. He doesn't even know how to roll.
This wasn't supposed to happen. Okay, they
you
have to act under pressure.
You could have fudged that. Whatever you wanted there, man.
I know.
We gave you the out for Tom Cruise.
It's fine, whatever. All right.
You could have put like a dog in there and had it like be Air Bud or something.
Oh, dog meat.
Dog meat.
Actually, I don't think the copyright on Air Bud's up yet.
I don't think dog meat. Dog meat either.
Scooby-Doo.
Not him either.
Nick's going to act under pressure. He has a minus one to his cool, or a zero probably. Minus no. one? Can you do minus, minus ones? One. Yeah?
Great. Yep. Oh, for sure. In fact, he is, like, Dr. Jacob has the gun to his head, maybe more than that.
It's a six minus one. That's going to be...
That's an experience point.
Welcome
That's
to the party,
son. That's an experience
son.
Point. This is unhinged.
Yeah, this is a little trippy.
This is new. I don't know what to do here. This is untread territory.
Playing
this is like worse than inserting
in your
yourself
game.
in your own story. It's like it's
DMPC.
Worse than that.
It's worse than that for sure.
All right, I got one XP. Okay. So they must do what you ask. Okay. Yeah. So what do you ask?
Where were you when you were struck?
I was visiting the States.
What were you visiting for?
Relatives out there. Oh my goodness. You said how many years?
Don't worry about it, Nicholas. Just answer the question. Best not to think about it.
I was visiting relatives in the States. They lived in Texas.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
Okay.
The doctor turns to the other two and just shakes his head like, no. Texas, gone.
I don't know much more than that, honest. What's happened since then?
Not much.
If you look at my friend Colton here, he's kind of like a good start of what's going on. If you can,
I'm just like tuck my left arm behind my back. I don't think this one's ready for that kind of information.
Oh, will he judge me because I'm green?
It's because I'm green, isn't it?
I mean, he kind of does look like the judgmental type, but...
Does he? I don't really pick that up.
Yeah, well, you're new.
He kind of like reminds me of me, like naive, a little wet behind the ears.
He just wet all over. He just thawed out.
Those are my favorite words to describe Nick. Just wet all over.
Look, do you want us to freeze you back up? Do you not want to be here?
I honestly, at this point, I don't even know.
Do you know anything about zombies?
Yeah, let's start there.
I know from books and movies and TV.
What's that?
You don't have that anymore?
It was a wonderful thing that we've lost. We got the radio still.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hang on, still?
Yes.
No TV, but radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I mean, it's just the one guy on the radio, but...
Yeah.
And he just plays whatever music he happens to find.
Are we in some kind of one world dictator setup type thing?
No, I don't think there's a dictator of any means.
I don't believe Poppy Giles is our sovereign ruler or anything like that. I think he's just a dude on the radio.
I mean, but now that you think about it, he could be.
I'd vote for him.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Where is Poppy Giles? Do we know?
No.
I don't.
His location
don't
is kept a secret for his safety.
Smart.
Did you help set that up?
Nope. Don't know the guy.
Oh.
I looked for him a few times. See if he needed an assistant when I was really bored.
You were going to be his assistant?
Well, yeah. He was the only other guy I knew was around.
And you just assumed you were going to be the assistant?
Yeah. Well, I'm no radio host.
I see.
Don't have the
charisma. As a radio. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe get a roommate out of the deal. Monkey.
I don't know why, but I feel like he lives in like a shack. Very deep in under the ground.
I'm kind of imagining on stilts, like by the water.
Ooh.
Maybe that's why his connection's pretty bad. Anyways, Nicholas Furtado, did you want us to freeze you back up?
Who are you?
Oh, how rude of us. We didn't introduce ourselves, boys.
That's our bad.
That's my bad. Sorry. I'm Dr. Jacob Loomis. Welcome back, I guess.
My name's Colton Armstrong. You can call me Colt.
My name's Jungo. Just Jungo.
Nice to meet you all. My wife was actually a doctor.
Wait, do you know her, Dr. Jacob?
Yeah, what's her name?
I guess, yeah.
I'm not doxing my wife on this podcast.
Make it up.
Make up a fake name.
So we're under the Church of Scientology?
No, we're in the Church of Scientology.
Under the ground.
Up a ladder, though.
We went past the ladder.
There's no ladder. Don't confuse the audience. There's no ladder. Don't you do this.
Pretty sure there was a ladder.
Yeah, right when we came down the stairs, there was a ladder right in front of us.
Left tunnel, right tunnel, up tunnel.
Up tunnel.
Okay, so, Nicholas, what? Do you have any idea as to why the members of the Church of Scientology would find your particular specimen of any interest?
Yeah, do you do something special, or were you an important member of the clergy?
No, not in any capacity. I don't know of any reason why they would want me.
I mean, they went to a lot of effort to keep you secret. You're in a secret room off of their Eden.
Behind a secret wall.
In a room with a coffin.
The button was kind of obvious, but the door wasn't.
There's a bunch of like ritual circles out there. A lot of zombies and a coffin.
Wait, what if he's supposed to be like a sacrifice or something?
Oh,
maybe.
Or maybe he's supposed to be like the host.
Blood from the old age.
Blood for
the blood god. Mm.
Skulls for the skull throne.
Cut that.
I mean, I seriously don't know what you are talking about or why I would be here.
Did you do like propaganda stuff?
Yeah, you're a prisoner.
You little felon.
I mean, I might have had a slight issue with authority, but not anything extreme.
A bit of a rebel, huh?
You call me?
No. No, I'm not. No.
Were you blaspheming the Church of Scientology?
No, I wasn't.
Are you sure?
Speaking its praises, certainly, but I wasn't blaspheming. I think there are other people they would have gone for if blaspheming the church was their angle.
But you are the one hidden behind a hidden wall with a big red button.
And with that, I cannot argue.
In a label.
They labeled it?
Yeah. It says your name right here. Nicholas Friesens.
Okay. Nicholas Friesen ends.
Yes, nice we know how to say your name, just Nicholas Friesen.
Oh, is that why they froze you, Friesen?
I hope not. There's a lot of Friesens. We're a lot of Friesens.
Is there a lot of Friesens left, Jacob?
Hmm.
Are they all like you?
More or less, yeah.
Look at the doctor. You think they're clones?
They're part of some form of cult or something. They must be.
Maybe the Church of Scientology was experimenting with cloning, and they wanted to keep their experiments safe for the future.
Oh, so you think Fries and Ends is actually some sort of, like, code assigned to him? Not a name, but a designation.
Yeah, maybe that's the project name.
What have you found down here?
You.
And a coffin.
Got some piss water.
Okay.
Sorry, that's not fair. We don't know it's piss yet.
Yeah, you shouldn't assume, Doctor.
Tests need to be run.
Yep.
Also, a jar with some eyeballs in it.
Yes, I saw that that's what's providing most of the light. I was off-put by that, but didn't mention it because of everything else that I was kind of intaking.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's pretty dark down here without it, so.
I hold up the illuminated jar of eyeballs really close to him. What do you know about this jar, Nicholas?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I don't know.
Do you know anything about the man who put his eyes in this jar?
What? Who was it?
That's why we're asking you.
Oh, no, I don't know. That coffin sounds pretty interesting, though.
Why'd you say that?
That's a pretty strange statement.
Kind of suspicious.
Yeah, why are you interested in a coffin?
It just seems like there's a lot of clues to be uncovered.
Nope, I've already looked in it. There's nothing in there besides some bones.
Just bones, baby.
Maybe this guy knows something. Maybe if he sees it, it'll jog his memory.
If you throw him in there?
I should show it to him. Maybe he knows the guy who's in there.
I'll give it a look.
Well, yeah, come take a look at these bones.
Did we put the skull back?
I don't know. Are you holding it? You're the
one
carrying it.
I gave it to Jacob the whole time.
No, Jacob's holding the jar out of eyeballs.
Oh, where'd the skull go?
You had it.
I can't.
Oh.
Top of the jar. Just horrific
there it
shadows.
Is. Do you know him? And I
the eyeballs float up into the skull's sockets.
Perfect. This is the weirdest lantern ever.
Do you know him?
No.
Do you know anything about ruins like this on bones?
No, that looks like a made-up language.
Imagine going up to any regular human person, showing them a skull and a jar beside it with bad eyes in it, and going, do you know this person?
Hey, it's the Church of Scientology. Anything can happen. All right, well, I guess come this way. We'll show you the coffin.
All right. You bring Nick over. This is so strange to narrate. You bring Nick over to the coffin, and he'll take a look.
Does he freak out when he sees all the zombies?
Yes, he's incredibly off-put. He's making very little noise and is just very tentative.
You were the calmest one at Museum of the Dead. You were fine there. You'd be able to handle this, no problem.
Well, while he's looking at the coffin, I'm going to come up like right behind him. I'm like, you're taking this all very well for someone who's been frozen for so many years.
It's more of a panic on the inside that I'm internalizing and will have to deal with for a very long time.
Sounds wildly unhealthy.
Incredibly so.
The camera pans over and he sees Jacob and Jungo playing like xylophone on the skeleton's ribs. Just completely desensitized to the whole thing.
We gotta start a band, Jungo!
What would we call it?
Fire on the xylophone!
Something snakes related.
No one can think of a good
not one
for the moment. It's okay, we'll come up with one later.
Good cop, old cop, zombie cop?
What?
Who's the good cop? Who's the old
cop? Why are cops?
Jungo's the good cop. I'm the old cop. You're the zombie cop. I don't know.
Why are we cops?
Yeah, why are we cops?
Because we were interrogating this guy earlier.
Tell me, check out.
He's going to roll to investigate a mystery. His plus sharp is 0.
Did you just give yourself 0 across the board?
We'll see. That's a 9.
Yeah, I know.
He asks, where did it go? Looking around the coffin itself, he says, where did this come from? Do you know?
Yeah, graveyard just outside.
Nearby?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty close.
There's something written on the side. He points out writing on the side that is like that classic kind of like stamped looking painting almost or whatever, like very military almost.
I just get the jar of eyeballs closer to it to illuminate the script.
You bring it close and it illuminates, saying, Soldier of Project A119. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but maybe this is where this person came from. I don't know if that makes sense with this or not, but that's who they are?
Who they were.
A119? And is that stamped on the coffin or on, like,
Think of it like a basic wooden crate, something that the military would use en masse to ship soldiers back from the war or whatever combat scenario. It's stamped on the side that this seemed to be what, or their designation, their soldier belonged to or whatever.
Investigating the bones a little bit more, can I do what is being concealed here?
For the bones specifically, you take a look and don't really find anything more intriguing kind of specifically with the bones. But thinking about them and just the context, the room that you're in, something there isn't lining up. You pull out the diagram again from Colton. You double check. There's nothing related to zombies. There's nothing related to bodies on here. There is a whole separate thing going on here, seemingly.
Was the monster trying to perform this ritual? If these corpses were removed from their graves recently, we know Mr. No Eyes has been down here for upwards of 5 years. These zombies were here sooner than that, or later, I suppose.
The big zombie was trying to complete whatever ritual was going on here?
I think it was trying to use this, because this summoning circle was for transference of energy, right? It's kind of what we could parse. But the additional zombies in here, as well as these bones, these runes are not on the page anywhere. These runes came from, either copied from somewhere else, or somebody knew them. Or perhaps the runes are already on the bones to begin with. I don't know how, but I think this creature may have been trying to utilize whatever this church was building to its own devices.
Who brought the coffin here?
We're assuming the zombies.
It was dug up with what appeared to be large claws. Now, maybe we'll, on the way out, Nicholas, we can swing by the monster that we've dispatched just before uncovering yourself. It did have large claws, but I don't know for sure if they were the same claws that dug the bodies up.
Well, didn't some of the zombies in the hall on the way to this room also have larger claws? Some of the mutated ones?
They were deformed and mutated, yes.
With seeing this monster recently and these mutated bodies outside, you can easily tell that none of these claws, including the one from the monster, were big enough to match the ones that you found at the graveyard.
Shit.
So
we've got another, even larger fellow stumbling around here somewhere.
Sweet. Well, should we get out of here before that larger fellow comes back? Or do we want to look at more stuff?
I think we would hear him before he came, though, right? I think we have a bit more time.
I think Junko's right. We haven't heard. The whole dwelling has been silent since the screaming stopped, so I think we might be okay. I don't know where else it would be down here. We've been down all three of the tunnels.
Well, unless it's not here right now, but it's coming back here, and then all of a sudden it's in the tunnel that we're supposed to be leaving.
Yep, that's a scary thought. I don't like that at all.
Since it's got big claws, it might just dig in from somewhere without us knowing.
Well, maybe we should bring this Nicholas fellow back. He seems ill-prepared.
Back where?
Farm.
It's up to you, son. We can stick you back in the old freezy tube, or you can come with us.
Wait, what if I go back? what if I just go back and say, nah, wake me up in campaign 4? You know, like...
That would be robbing us of a 95 on a drop table.
That would be very fair.
So right. I could give you something else.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say, take me to the farm, you mean that in a literal sense, not, you know, figurative or metaphorical in any way, right?
Well, truthfully, we don't really farm so much.
Yeah, so I guess it would literally be a farm.
It is a bit of a dangerous place. but safer than everywhere else.
I'll take it.
Except for the yard, no.
How do you feel about snakes?
That's the next question.
Not the worst.
How do you feel about Roombas?
Yeah. They're fine.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think they're as... What?
Back in your time, did they pick up the Cheerios?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Just wanted to make sure there's congruity
there.
That's
kind of their fundamental job.
I'm just trying to build a timeline here, okay?
Roombas changed their fundamental purpose?
Well, I mean, the Roomba itself didn't change. The people changed Roomba's fundamental purpose. Specifically, certain people.
Hey, we have no way of knowing if this was Roomba's chosen form or not, okay?
I guess you're right. That's
the peak of its evolution.
Yeah, it could have been the Roomba. We don't actually know.
I'm an architect of evolution. That was my job title.
I never knew that. That's a very important title.
Used to get me respect. People would say hello in the hallways to me. Not anymore.
Well, I don't think that's so much a respect thing. I think that's just a lack of people in the hallways now.
I also say hi to you in the hallways every day.
That's true, Jungo. It's been a delight having someone to say hi to in the hallways.
Right.
Yeah, the farm sounds fine. Let's go.
Hey, I was thinking, I don't like leaving all of these dedicated bones, these runic bones. I don't like leaving them down here. You know, if there is another creature that's out and about looking for them, I wonder if perhaps we should disperse its resources a little bit, make it a little tougher for it to regather everything.
Here's a thought. We bring the bones back for the Roomba.
Oh,
that makes a lot of sense.
The Roomba.
Wait, unless the Roomba does something then completes the ritual or something like that. How about we feed some of the bones to the Roomba?
I like that. Not all of them. Just
we'll keep like the skull or something just so that it can't.
Yeah.
We don't want to give the Roomba all the power.
Is there anything else in the room we haven't looked at? Coffin? Bones?
The only thing I would say, there's been a lot of focus specifically on the zombies and bones. Less so on the rest.
Did we bring any of our gasoline?
No.
No, I think that was given to the Roomba as well.
It's like a tithing to keep it happy.
That's called a sacrifice, Joel.
Didn't we put that in the hose for the sprinklers?
We didn't leave any else of it, though?
No, only
we got penny water in there.
Oh, they're right. We put the penny water in there. Right.
Penny water, we're covered.
Can we look at the rest of the room?
Yeah, Justin, I think you still have a hold to spend, don't you?
That's true.
I think both me and Seamus burned ours.
We want to look at the runes? Is that what we're thinking?
If you want.
Runes
and for yours, you got one. So you can do what happened here. What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? What is being concealed here?
Well, I'm thinking what is being concealed here might be the operative question. That's what I would pick. Jungo will pick it.
How does Jungo investigate these runes and carvings more specifically?
Are any of the bodies covering some of the runes now that we've kind of manhandled them?
Yeah, there are some that are covered. There are some that are cleared.
Jungo's going to try to like pull them so that the runes are mostly uncovered. And then Jungo's not well-versed in ritualistic sacrificial circle and all of that. So he would definitely be consulting with Dr. Jacob on like what maybe they might mean. Maybe looking if there's a correlating factor between like 119 or A119 and anything within the runes themselves to see if there's like something that gives like a similar vibe to it.
Trying to look at the diagram, the runes on the ground, and comparing. Jungo, some of the runes make sense to you. Almost like just being able to make out a letter in a language you don't understand. And you try to find any kind of correlation with A119. And looking through it, you can't see any. It doesn't appear to be anywhere on the page or the runes, but what is being concealed here, as you look closer and study them for a second, is that this transference of energy is transporting matter, aka that's a teleportation circle of some kind.
Colton, Dr. Jacob, this is like this I think moves things as best as I can understand, like point A to point B. Things,
like
people.
Teleportation.
Yeah.
Oh my. Do you have any idea as to where or from, or is it... How did you find that out, Jungo? I would have never guessed.
I wouldn't have either, but when I was looking at the runes, some of the letters made sense to me.
They made sense to you?
Some of the letters, yeah.
Well, isn't that odd? Can you read any of the ones on the bones?
I can try.
I'll give you another investigate a mystery on this one.
Can I help him out?
Yes, you may. You can roll that first then, Joel.
I'll bring my eyeball lamp, my Marlon Brando lamp, over. That is a 5 and a 3 plus help out, which is a 1, 9.
Get that plus 1 to your roll, but you are also exposed to danger, just so you know.
With Dr. Jacob's help, I rolled a 12. With a plus
1. Okay.
Damn.
You can ask the keeper any question you want about the mystery, not just the listed ones. Inspecting these bones more closely, these runes, trying to uncover more about them. You can tell me what you're trying to learn, and I can maybe give you like as much as you would get with that.
So here's what 12. I might ask in this situation, the keeper.
Yeah.
Since Dr. Jacob was assisting me with this, and I trust Dr. Jacob's intuition, could I defer my question? Essentially, I'll be the medium for him to read, but he asked the question, essentially.
Oh, sure. As like a translator in between
yes.
this language and
Jungo
Dr.
is
Jacob
not
kind
like,
of guiding
yeah,
you through it.
Jungo doesn't have like the probably the wherewithal to, like, to know what to look for, so I think with Dr. Jacob already helping him out, he's kind of helping him look for the right things in this case. So I think to me it would make more sense if Dr. Jacob's kind of like telling him what to look for in this, and then he finds it. Then, so the question, I think, if I can have Dr. Jacob pick the question.
I will allow it.
I think, do we get regular holds for this too?
No, just
any just question one big you want. One.
But it's, yep. You said any question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Nicholas and Friesen Ends the bad guy?
I'm about to get back.
You want to know?
No.
Is that your question?
No. Although Jacob is curious if his bones are also marked like this one, and that's why they're keeping them.
One way to find out.
Cut him open. Hey, Colton.
hey, Nicholas, show me your bones.
Nicholas.
Here's mine. What do we want to know about these bones, Jungo? Where they came from? What they can do? I guess we don't know what their involvement in the summoning is. We have the paper... For the runes on the ground, the circles, we understand as best we can that, but this portion of this ritual seems to be unknown to us.
Well, you were around maybe, was the Church of Scientology ever trying to like bring something, if it's a matter of transportation?
I'm unsure. Frankly, they were fairly, almost secretive. They kept to themselves. There was lots of closed doors that most people and the outward public were never able to understand or be told. So I truly don't know. They could be doing anything or absolutely nothing.
I mean, maybe where does this go? I would like to know, but maybe there's a better question because it seems kind of simple.
Oh boy.
Because like another question is like, is it one way? Is it two way? You know?
Right. What Project A119 is?
See, the only thing is, when I was looking through the runes, I didn't see anything about A119. But, if I can ask any question.
Right.
Colton, we're having a bit of a pickle here. I can understand some of the runes, and it seems like it's a matter of movement, transporting things. But we're just trying to see, do you think we're missing anything important, now that I can maybe pick up some of these runes?
I mean, the biggest thing would probably be, where is it going? Because it doesn't really matter what they're doing if we don't know where it is. Plus, it seems like they were gathering energy. So I'm assuming they're transporting the energy to something.
To go where, exactly.
Yeah.
Above table, I think that's the best question we can ask.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. Go for it.
So the question is, where did it go specifically about these bones?
No, where does the teleportation circle go?
The teleportation?
Yes.
Okay, that's a very good question.
Goes to Texas, where Nick's family is.
Yeah.
I think we locked that if I have the question. Yeah.
Now we have to wait 5 minutes for Nick to figure out where it goes.
No, I know exactly where it goes. I'm trying to...
This is an important plot point. This is important.
It's a very important plot point.
It takes us straight to the boss for the second arc. So we can just go kill him right now.
Load Jungo into a catapult and just fire it.
Silver bullet, baby.
Regarding this, what you have discovered to be a teleportation circle. You see two circles, a larger one and a smaller one. Looking at the runes, trying to transcribe them as best as you can to find any kind of location, another end to this portal. What you can surmise with absolute certainty is that this goes nowhere on Earth.
I don't think this is on Earth, guys, from what I'm reading.
What?
Spit take.
I mean, reading it, yeah, it's pretty clear. This is nowhere, it's where it's coming from, where it's going, it's nowhere on Earth.
Then where the hell does it go?
I can't understand any more besides that.
I think it probably goes somewhere where these creatures call home.
Wait, maybe it's with the well, how did you get the thing with the Turbo Roomba?
Well, you know...
Yeah, explain that one.
Give me a second. Gotta go back through my memories. I've locked all them away. We did that kind of forgetting stuff so you could fool a polygraph. If you don't know where it comes from, the machine says the same thing. I wasn't directly related with the power source, so I don't know its full... how it was fully acquired. I do remember that the housing for it was strange.
So they kind of like this?
How so?
Guys, do we really have time for the... Do we really have time to dive into my terrible, dusty memory banks to look for...
I mean, this seems like a...
How the Turbo Roomba runs, you know? I don't think we've got it in us.
I'm just saying, this seems to be the... Not a connecting link, but something similar. If...
You know?
Maybe they stole this from you guys.
They're in violation of my patent. Too bad there's nobody that can uphold those sort of laws anymore. We'll have to deal with them the old-fashioned way. Frontier justice.
Didn't we do that already? Didn't we kill the guy?
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Unless you want to go through the teleportation circle and kill the guys on the airstead.
No, I'd rather stay on Earth.
Nicolish, would you know?
Know what? Where this goes? No, I have no idea. Is this magic?
What's magic?
Yes, Nicolas, keep up.
Magic. Sorry. And science are kind of the same thing.
What?
Magic and science are the same thing.
I know, I heard.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to unpack that.
Should we head back to the ranch and... try and connect the dots?
Yeah, I think a sit down with some books would be good for me. I might have something locked away that could shed some light.
Like your memories, perhaps?
Yeah, I've got to really zone in if I want to break those puppies open.
Colton, have you seen his red string room? He has a bunch of pictures and all these red strings, and there's one...
I told you not to talk about the strings!
is that by the Closet of Shame?
It's a pantry.
Sorry, Pantry of Shame.
We have the Pantry of Shame. We have the Problem Hole.
The Red String Room.
The Red String Room.
I can't say it, though. You can say it. Okay.
Well, it's already... But you were a cat's out of the bag, Jungo.
All right, let's get out of this church Scientology hole.
Yeah, let's take some bones with us.
Right.
Okay. Great. You taking all the bones?
Do we want to take all the bones or just some of them?
I think we should take all the bones and maybe scatter them from there. Yeah, yeah.
You exit the underground fortress and
is Nick frolic. Nick always come with us?
Yeah, he'll come with. You scatter the bones, frolicking through the meadows as you do, heading back to the farm.
Do we keep the skull?
Yeah, I think we should keep the skull. I'll give the skull to Nicholas. Hold on to this one. Don't drop it.
Okay.
Hey, Nick Chalice.
Yeah.
Have you ever killed a man?
No.
Okay, well, that's okay, because I don't think zombies are people.
And I'd like to hand him the 44.
For protection. I want to get it very clear, young man. This will be returned to me, but it's important that you're safe. I think it's important that everybody's safe. Gun safety is of the highest priority for us.
Probably more important question. Have you ever held a gun before, Nicholas?
Yes, actually.
Why?
I played a lot of Call of Duty, Halo.
Ah, shoot 'em ups. Video games.
Was that on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System?
What the fuck do you know about that?
I don't know.
We got an SNES at home.
Ah, yes, in the rec room.
We don't get television signals anymore. We don't got internet, but boy, oh boy, do we just, like, blow into those cartridges and slam them in. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles all night long. Hey, Nicholas, you ever killed Master Shredder before?
Heading back to the farm, and from afar, you see a perfectly manicured lawn on the inside of your fence, and no zombies around.
Hmm.
Heading up to the gate.
We see the flag.
Read a bad situation.
Oh no.
It shouldn't have gotten out.
Three.
Uh-oh.
You don't even hear anything. You don't see anything. Seems fine.
This concerns me.
We all need to take just a second here. Okay, we're gonna have to make a run for it. I think it's waiting.
Also, just to test it out to make sure he's all good, we should get this Nicholas guy to trust the door.
Yes, let's see if he can pass the test of initiation.
Hey, Nicholas, this is the place.
Yeah?
After you.
I'm very tired. Could you please open the door, son?
And he turns around and winks at Colton, really obviously.
Yeah, sure. Oh, baby gate. Odd.
What's odd about it?
Sorry, nothing. Nothing. It's just didn't expect it.
Hmm. Okay.
He opens the gate. Heads inside.
I put a hand on his shoulder. No. We don't just walk inside. Just take a step back, okay? We're gonna make a run for it, all right?
Why? Isn't this your...
All right, ready?
Isn't it safe?
On three, we're gonna run.
Colton Jungo, you guys want to take point on this? Give me a quick visual, see if we're in danger.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
What is happening?
All right, everybody ready?
Yep.
Wait.
Three, two, one. Go!
Go!
You hear off in the distance the sound of something powering up.
Shit.
You hear the ripcord on a two-stroke engine.
It sounds like a jet engine mixed with the screams of the damned as it begins to spool up. You sprint towards the house as fast as you can.
Go! I'm throwing bones at the noise, the engraved bones, some of them.
Take these!
As you're within a few feet of the porch, you see the flag come whipping around the corner.
Dive, Nicholas, dive!
I need all of you to act under pressure.
Oh, no. Please, no.
Watch out for snakes.
Oh, my God, no.
What did we get?
I leveled up.
Just in time to dive.
Yep. I got us 5 total.
Dr. Loomis!
Snake eyes! This fucking yard is cursed.
And I just took off my football helmet too, so now I'm exposed.
Well, the good news is we all got some experience.
No fucking.
I rolled a 6.
Nick rolled a 4-1.
Oh my god. We all failed. Well, we beat the first mystery, but we died before we got to the
lane. We can't even get into our own house. I gotta mark that.
Our security system's too good.
I only need one more.
Lined up perfectly, the Roomba comes screaming around the corner
It first hits Dr. Loomis.
Oh.
You get knocked back bowling ball style into everyone else who gets knocked back. Everyone takes one harm. Your armor would negate.
Ooh, okay.
Dr. Loomis, you wait for a second. There are no snakes within your grounds.
The Roomba's done it.
Perhaps a blessing, perhaps a curse. The Turbo Roomba has done what it was meant to do, or what you wanted it to do, I guess.
It's a miracle.
I'm a god. No snake can harm me in my home.
It laps around the house, coming around for a second attack.
Quickly inside.
I'm going to push Dr. Loomis onto the porch.
You all get onto the porch, in the door, tumble inside, and you are safe from yourselves.
Loomis grabs you by the shoulders. Colton just shakes you.
It worked, Colton! Colton, it worked!
What do you mean it worked?
There's no snakes, Colton. I didn't see a single slithery bastard on the way in.
You've done it.
Roomba has done it. There will be a price to pay, but for right now, we should just reap the rewards.
It works for me.
So, Roombas have changed a little bit.
Just this one.
Okay. All right.
We're not going to get into it, though, okay?
Okay.
Just one drop in the bucket that is this wasteland, Nicholas. One drop of many.
You got it right.
What was that, Nichalis?
Nothing. You all have completed the mystery.
We did it!
A little dicey for a bit there, but...
The name of the monster being the Puppeteer.
You have
thwarted it and uncovered seemingly more questions. But for now, we have some questions to ask and some leveling up to do.
Hell yeah. Hey.
So, I know you guys have been leveling up a bunch as we've been going and y'all have been failing. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Super great.
But we get a few extra XP. So... Did we conclude the current mystery?
Been told we have.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Did we save someone from certain death or worse?
Yes.
Yeah.
We saved Dr. Loomis from becoming a zombie by cutting his toe off.
True.
We saved Bill Scott at the house.
That is true.
We saved all of us.
Yeah, we saved all of our lives by diving into the house.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And by getting rid of the snakes.
And who knows what they had planned for Nichalis, so.
Who knows? Did you learn something new and important about the world?
We must have.
Yes. You weren't the only one who had transportation methods outside of Earth, apparently.
That's true. Other people have been messing with the occult and the strange, not just myself.
Nicholas is apparently important to the Church of Scientology.
Extremely important to hide behind a secret wall.
From the past, too.
It's cool. I'll be able to talk to somebody about old Earth things.
And it appears the god of this world is an egotistical bastard who put himself on the planet as well.
Yeah, that is self-evident for sure.
Yeah.
Did you learn something new and important about one or more of the hunters?
With the flashbacks? Certainly.
You guys had a whole bunch of flashbacks and everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
We learned that Loomis is into some dark fucking shit.
Hey, not me. My associates.
You guys each get 2 XP.
2 XP?
Leveled
up. That leveled you up? Amazing.
Leveled me up. I'm 3.
Well, almost halfway to 5.
I'm 1 off 4.
Holy shit, seriously?
Oh, I'm just power game, baby.
Perfect.
Here is another mechanic that was technically part of the game to begin with, but we never talked about it, and so I'm going to say you unlock it now at the end of your first mystery. This is the mechanic of luck. You have a certain amount of luck points. When you spend a luck point, you get to pick what you want to do. You get to decrease a wound you have suffered to 0 harm. After you roll, you can retroactively change the result to a 12. However, using a luck point, eventually using them up, means you enter a condition called doomed. So, Do you each have it on your character sheet?
Yeah, yes. We all have seven to start.
Mine actually has also a divine special with luck as well.
Mine has a monster special.
Yeah. You should each have a
special.
A unique thing that happens
okay,
when you
so
use
you
luck
each
points.
Have seven.
Yep.
But you have other things tied to it. Okay. When you run out of luck, the keeper is allowed to hit you with more bad stuff. Fate will be looking for some payback.
Ooh.
All right.
So, you can use that whenever and however you so desire. That goes for the entirety of the game. Okay. Nicholas is going to become an ally. There's different categories of allies. So there's a subordinate, an ally, lieutenant, a friend, a bodyguard, and confidant. Oh, and there's backup. Nicholas, at this point, is going to become a friend.
Not a subordinate?
No. He's there to provide emotional support at this point in time.
So he's like the emotional support cat that has more emotional problems than us.
You don't know that, Colton. You don't know, Nick. You don't know that yet.
He's been a wreck the entire time we've been with him.
Well, yeah. He's been thrown into a crazy situation, and I think that's very fair. That is how he's going to act currently. You are all within your house. The evening begins. What do you all want to do?
I think Jacob's down into the hole to bust open his library there. So when I hit the books, take +1 forward to investigate the mystery, as long as historical or reference works are appropriate.
Right, so in the basement is your haven, which has a few different kind of sections to it, right? So you've chosen the lore library, and what else is down there?
The infirmary's down there.
Right, yeah, where you healed up Colton originally, or he kind of healed himself.
And I believe Justin selected the oubliette. Jungo did select the oubliette during, like, character creation. And I don't believe we've visited that. So I don't know if it's part of the basement or something else on the property, but that's what our haven consists of currently.
Okay. So what does the lore library look like?
I think it's the cistern wall, which would normally house, gallons upon gallons of water for the farmhouse. The walls have been cracked and have kind of tumbled on one of the sides, so it's not really helpful for water storage anymore. But I think Jacob has probably affixed some crude shelving inside of it. I think kind of on the left side as you walk in is mostly things from his past. So things like medical textbooks and journals and books from school, different papers kind of all filed away on these crude plank shelves. And when I think on the right side is a little more of the weird aspect of things. He was part of things like the Turbo Roomba. So he's not completely ignorant to the, let's call it, supernatural side of things. So I think he's got some literature on the strange, the weird, the odd, but probably not nearly as much as the more medical science textbook side of things.
Yeah. Perfect. That makes great sense.
I would probably go to the infirmary, and I would be looking at my zombie bits and seeing if they've expanded and how much further. Because that's why I keep very close track of the movement of it as time goes on.
For sure. And Jungo.
Jungo, coming back from the Church of Scientology, as he dove into the house, he's feeling a little sickly. Try to go to either the oubliette, as he's worried, or to his room if he has one. Probably the oubliette.
What's the oubliette? What does it look like? What is it?
I mean, it's Justin's room, so you can...
I mean, it's still his character class.
No, I'm pretty sure when we talked about it, that was Jungo's choice, was it not?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just imagining, essentially, it's in, like, the southeastern part of the house. There's like this notched staircase heading down to this like pit, and then there's this trap door leading into like this almost like old well. Under all that brick from the well at the bottom, there's just like this like salted circle with some pepper thrown in just in case. And just it looks like whatever symbol is in there is kind of been disturbed, so it's just kind of like spread out, but it's like kind of like as you would go down there, you'd make the circle what you want it to be with the existing salt and pepper down there.
That's so cool. I love it. The three of you separate into these different spaces. Dr. Loomis, as you are reading through these occult and fringe science books, scanning through them, looking for something, investigate a mystery for me.
Don't mind if I do.
It's a six.
Okay.
Do I get experience?
You do get experience.
Yeah. Good. All that work and I didn't even do anything.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking at some way to see if I can translate this summoning circle page. I'm looking for, I'm trying to find the origin of where this thing comes from, or really just to see if any of my material that I have at hand shares any common denominator with anything we saw today.
You flip through a number of different books. There is nothing that you can find that is correlating. None of these squiggles are making sense, unfortunately.
Drat.
Colton, what are you up to? You are in the infirmary, looking at your zombie affliction, shall we call it?
A grave affliction.
Is there anything that's on Colton's mind as he's like looking through or looking closely at that?
Yeah, over the course of this last little bit, he's been feeling the effects of the affliction more so than he did before. So he's worried that it's starting to spread. The part that's down on his side along his ribs would have spread a little further down. So now pretty much the entire side of his rib case is showing, and some of the internal organs. The organs themselves aren't zombified, but the skin around it has gone away and probably would have gotten a little worse on his neck too and up into his jaw.
Okay.
But he doesn't see it. It doesn't seem to be hitting anything vital yet.
I will get you to read a bad situation.
It's a six.
You guys are fudging these rules for experience for sure. No. Or you're just shit at this game.
I wish we were better than this.
I rolled a 1 and a 5, and I have a plus 0 to that.
Ay. Okay, on a miss. You might misread the situation. There we go. Or you might reveal tactical details to your enemies.
Oh, no. My enemies can see my ribs.
Colton, you look closely at it. Doesn't look like it's advanced since the last time you checked, since, well, yesterday when you became a little more monstrous and gave into it slightly. And since then, it doesn't appear to have advanced. And you're about to put the mirror away, and as you put it down, you realize your fingertips are gray. They look like there hasn't been blood flow in the very tips of your other hand for a little while.
Like you're talking my right hand?
Yeah.
You're just like looking at it, clench his fist and kind of look around and just put his hoodie back on and go watch Loomis read or something.
Okay. Jungo, your feet land in the semi-soft salt and peppered ground. What are you doing?
I think Jungo would be, now that everyone's kind of in a safe location relatively, despite whatever's changing with him, he's kind of used to this at this point. He's thinking about the vision. Yeah, the vision that he had seen while in the Church of Scientology. He's trying to kind of piece together, thing he could rack his mind about, seeing if he missed it from the initial shock of it all.
I will get you to use magic.
Magic.
That is a plus weird roll.
A weird roll. That is a natural 12.
Damn.
What is Jungo thinking and feeling in this moment?
There's definitely that naive fear just of the unknown. Maybe also a bit of anger as well, because she said, I believe that she would meet him and then he knows. As far as he knows, that shouldn't be possible based on what he saw. So, a bit of betrayal from essentially the first person that he remembers really seeing. It's kind of repressing that first interaction with people, but it's kind of like flaring up in this moment.
Jungo, a voice enters your head.
A righteous anger. Is that what you're feeling?
I don't know who this is, but maybe? Am I wrong?
Not at all. People cannot help but lie.
Why?
Why do people lie?
Yeah.
I believe it is fear. I believe the truth is something they do not want to face, or want to understand, or want to hide, for fear of it being revealed.
Who are you?
I am someone who wants to help you, Jungo. You are very special.
Thank you. What should I do then?
I will tell you soon, if guidance is what you seek.
The doctor always says knowledge is power, so yeah.
The doctor is a very wise man.
You know the doctor?
I am aware of him.
Can I just talk to you whenever?
As much as I can. I promise you that.
Thank you. I think, if you could leave my head for a bit, I need to kind of think about this.
Of course. Take all the time you need. When you have more questions, I'll do my best to answer them.
Thank you. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
After some time, you all kind of come back together within the basement. There has been an insane amount of change within the past couple days. If you want to chat a little bit, piece some things together, figure out what you want to do or whatever, this is kind of that space. So.
I got two questions. What should we do with Nicholas? And then also, what should we do next? About the whole teleportation circle thing.
Well, I'm hoping that with the destruction of the 23 zombies and the separation of the runic bones, I'm hoping that that portal is no longer feasible. That's just a guess. I really have no way of knowing. Something we can keep an eye on. You know, we're not far from it. Maybe we just need to check on the church every once in a while. Make sure everything's, you know, not moving, not alive, things like that. Maybe since we killed this puppet master of sorts, you know, if it was upkeeping this end of the teleportation circle, maybe we don't have to worry about anything coming through.
Do you think it'd be worth it to collapse the church on top of the circle?
Do we have the means?
That's a great question.
I mean, we could probably figure something out.
On the other hand, we could go to this zomboid Rambo, or whatever we're going to. Zombie Jamba Rambo.
Zombo Combo, I heard it on the radio.
Zombo Combo Rambo.
I mean, I would be kind of interested.
I haven't been on a vacation in eons.
And what is it supposed to be? Like a convention for zombies?
I hope not. Otherwise, it's a super dangerous place for us to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious. So what is the thing supposed to be that we'd want to go to it?
Probably some snacks.
A gladiatorial event of sorts.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, you know, I'm not much for being in the pit, as it were, but boy, do I miss my days of betting on the ponies.
And I mean, we're surrounded by danger all the time. It shouldn't be any different than just living here, you know?
It's true.
That's true. That's very true. And hey, I mean, that might be able to make some... I mean, I don't know if there's any point in making money here, but might be able to get something out of it.
We might be able to get more copper.
More copper, more sweet potatoes.
We could also show... What's his name? Nikolai? Something like that? We could show
Nicholas.
Him... We could show him maybe around, see what the world's kind of changed. Maybe he'll have some insights that we don't remember, or that you don't remember, Dr. Jacob.
Yeah, absolutely. To call me foggy would be an understatement. You know, my brain's basically like pea soup. It's murky and opaque. I could definitely use a young brain to get it back
in working condition. Is pea soup murky? Is that the operative word we're using?
It's like opaque-ish, you know, I can't see through it. Super pea soup is definitely kind of thick.
Ooh. Maybe, yeah, that would make sense.
We should teach Nicholas about the super peas. He needs to know.
We should maybe actually... We've all had different pronunciations of his name. I'm not sure what it is anymore.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
Okay.
And this, yeah, Zombo Jambo...
Zombo Combo.
Zombo Combo Rambo. Sounds like it could be interesting. Since our current adventure seems to be wrapped up for now.
Yep, all in a day's, Tuesday's work, you know?
All in a couple hours work, really.
You know, it, I can't see it getting harder from here, so.
Just, you know, your average afternoon.
This was definitely the hard part, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, the hardest part was getting into the ranch and then getting back out of the ranch.
That was, there's got to be a better, maybe we do like an underground tunnel system to get from the gate to us. I don't know.
Like we could start digging.
I mean, the grass looks pretty nice.
I was in too much of a rush. I didn't even notice if we had grass anymore.
We did. We did have grass. And honestly, I'm a little confused. We shouldn't have grass.
I thought it was going to tear the ground right out, like right up.
I'm going to have to rerun some numbers. Something doesn't quite add up.
Well, is it just carnivorous, maybe?
Maybe the snake satiated it. It's certainly possible.
Maybe it's keeping some grass around to lure the snakes in.
That's a good idea.
This thing might be smarter than all of us.
I think that's without question. Yeah.
You know, if we're gonna go on a road trip, I'm gonna have to boot up the old wagon.
Wait, you have a car?
Do you have a car?
You know, old Jacob's got a few tricks up his sleeve.
Is it horse drawn or gas powered?
It's ethanol. Need some corn.
Do you have corn for it?
Yeah, I should have some silage in the back.
What? Back in the garage, there's some silage. Perfect. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a lot faster than walking because it took me a hell of a time to get here.
You can't just make. Hang on. You can't just make up that you.
Hey, Nikolai, just keep cooking. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Shut up there. We're talking.
And don't cook any corn. That's for transportation, not for eating.
Yeah, if you see any corn.
That's a fuel crop, not a
runs back to the
feeding
kitchen.
Crop.
That's perfect, because I really didn't know what I wanted to take for my level up.
You're going to take the vehicle?
I will be taking the professional. I will take a move from the professional called mobility.
Yes, sir.
You have a truck, van, or car built for monster hunting. Choose two good things and one bad thing about it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Good things. Roomy surveillance gear. Fast. Stealthy. Intimidating. Classic. Med kit, sleeping space, toolkit, concealed weapons, anonymous, armored, tough, monster cage. And the bad things are loud, obvious, temperamental, beaten up, gas guzzler, uncomfortable, and slow.
See, I feel like your car would be all the bad things except for slow.
Yeah, I'm
it's
to
like rocket power. It's like a piece of shit, but it's like rocket powered.
I feel like also I'm going to get you to add a secondary negative tag to it as this is the apocalypse.
Sure.
And
sure,
very few vehicles have been kept in decent condition.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of vehicle would have survived that would
Toyota Hilux. So like a little truck.
I was thinking one of those tiny like Suzuki trucks.
Oh, like the mini
with
trucks.
The flatbed in the mini back. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe one of those. I was also thinking we could go as like ridiculous as like a small bulldozer or tractor or something.
Oh my goodness.
So,
like the killdozer.
Yeah, killdozer.
Mad
I don't
know
Max
if I'm gonna
bulldozer.
Give you a bulldozer.
Gas guzzler and slow. There were two bad perks.
Yeah.
I could also see it being like a apocalypse fitted like ambulance.
Yeah, ambulance way bad. My other thought was a hearse.
That's actually pretty good.
Hearse is pretty good.
In your grave robbing times?
My grave robbing days.
There you go, yes.
Made a breakaway from an old angry caretaker in a hearse.
It's a perfect disguise, right? Like, you go there.
The hearse is kind of good.
I like the hearse. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't want to lean like too far into Ghostbusters territory, but I do think the hearse kind of fits
no, I like
the
it.
Equation.
Yeah.
I would like to have the concealed weapons I have a thing for that. You guys don't need to know about it yet.
It is your perk, so you get to pick. So,
yeah, I'm in for that.
I took a piece of equipment on day one that hasn't been mentioned, and this would be a great place for that piece of equipment.
That has to be perfect. It. That has to be one of those.
So I think concealed.
I almost want to go concealed weapons and armored.
Armored? I was thinking about armored if he had beefed it up a little bit.
Because honestly, I don't know if we really need sleeping space. Like, we can just make do with the room in it to sleep. And then as far as for, like, healing purposes go, we all kind of have ways to heal.
Full apocalypse mode. Go concealed weapons and armor.
Yeah, I think concealed weapons and plus one armor inside.
I think that's kind of cool.
Cool. All right. We'll get into it more specifically when you guys take it out. But
yeah.
Without the big bubble on it.
What two negative ones are you choosing?
It's a big, long hearse.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's obvious. What else we got here? Loud, obvious, temperamental, beaten up, gas guzzler, uncomfortable, slow, or old. I feel like it's kind of comfy. I don't think uncomfortable fits.
No.
I feel like it's kind of nice,
actually. I think it's
one
of the last two that you mentioned there.
Yeah.
Slow or old?
Yeah.
Old kind of. I feel like old fits just because it's yours.
That's true.
But it's like, it'd be hilarious too if it was just slow as shit. Like, it goes like funeral procession speeds.
The whole way.
It's got like
20 kilometer an hour max.
The hazards go on.
It's got flags on it.
Oh, no.
I put tape over the blinkers so they stop flashing all the time when I'm trying to drive anywhere. That's why it needed to be armored, right?
Yeah.
It's because it's a really easy target, right. So it's gotta be...
It's obvious and slow.
It's gotta be safe.
Amazing.
Apparently 13 clicks an hour for male running is typical. So faster than 13 right. clicks an hour.
15. Yeah. 15 kilometers an hour.
15 clicks.
Driving 20 with a tailwind. 30 kilometers an hour feels so mind-numbingly slow. Going 13 kilometers an hour.
It can get up there.
20, 25 kilometers an hour.
If it's a good tailwind, we can get up there.
Yeah, I got a sail attachment.
You open
it.
Up the doors for sail.
Yeah, open all the doors so you can push it along.
We zoom out from the farm, this homestead, and we cut to something that you don't see.
Hmm.
Inside the chamber labeled Eden, we see the coffin. And we see a shadow, large, looming over top. A large metallic claw strikes through the coffin, shattering it. And that's where we're going to end our episode.
I love that because it's just gonna be like this. We're like, oh, this adventure is over.
Solved.
Time to go to Zombo Combo, whatever the fuck it is. We're just gonna take a real slow drive across the countryside while this big ass monster is just pissed and chasing after us, and we don't even know.
Good luck catching us, flesh bag.
Apocalypse Tomorrow is voiced by Seamus Dack as Colton Armstrong, Justin Vigier as Jungo, Joel Enns as Dr. Jacob Loomis. I, Nicholas Friesen Enns, was your keeper and editor of this episode, with assistant editing by Joel Enns. Quick shout out to Solomon Schlegel, and of course our incredible cover art is by Connor Walgoose. Thank you all so much for listening to this very first arc. I am honestly way off base where I thought we would be after the first arc, and that is what makes it so exciting. I am so excited for what is going to come next, especially our Apocalypse Tomorrow episode. So please, if you haven't sent in any questions yet, do it now. That email, again, if you can't get a hold of us normally, is atpodquestions@gmail.com.
atpodquestions@gmail.com. Thank you all very much for listening. Definitely didn't expect the response we've gotten, and I'm looking forward to everything that there is to come, because these three boys don't know what's about to hit them.